to my little podcast of big wisdom. I want you to congratulate yourselves for taking time out to be nosy and listen to this podcast. If you want to have peace of mind, and boy, does that bring about big results. And if you want to know someone is in your corner and understands how you feel and what you're going through, then this podcast is for you. I love what I do, and I want to inspire as many people as I can to enjoy a life that is truly amazing. It's time to let go of perfection, live fearlessly, forgive easily, and love unconditionally. Are you ready? What's bothering you right now, and what are you going to do to deal with it? Hello and welcome to my little podcast of Big Wisdom, and I'm Debbie Huxton. And I want to talk to you today about developing an attitude that will bring positive results. I was recently reading a blog post that was talking about the secrets to developing an attitude that will bring you results. And it started off by saying, having the right attitude at work is essential. Why? Because we spend a large portion of our waking hours at work. And being happy at work is essential to a happy life overall. Develop a great attitude and you'll achieve your goals at work and enjoy true job satisfaction. So I'd like to take that a step further and just tweak it slightly by saying having the right attitude towards your life is essential because you're worth it, so the advert says. And then achieving your goals will be easier. And then you can enjoy true life satisfaction. Because isn't that something that we all want? Fulfillment and that true feeling of life satisfaction. So I'm going to take you on a whistle-stop tour today of 8 things that I believe that if you are willing to apply them to your living, will help you create an attitude that will help you achieve everything you put your mind to. Not just anything, but everything. So the first thing we're going to talk about is ask yourself each morning whether the way you plan to spend your life is how you'd spend it if it was the last day of your life. Each and every day we wake up, do you really know how you're going to spend your day? Do you plan for these things? You know, I'm a big fan of Steve Jobs, or the Steve Jobs philosophy, if you like. I'm a big Apple fangirl. And in his Stanford address, Steve Jobs shared some incredible insights with the Stanford graduates. You can find it on YouTube. Steve explains how he looks in the mirror each morning and asks himself this question. If this was the last day of my life, would I want to do what I'm about to do today? And if the answer is no, for too many days in a row, then seriously, you need to reconsider reevaluating your goals. And that's exactly what Mr. Jobs did. And I can honestly say that's something I do myself. If I wake up in the morning and I have to question what I'm doing, then I know that what I'm doing isn't right. And why would I choose to live the rest of my life not doing what's not right for me? And so I want to pose that question to you. Why would you spend the rest of your life not doing the things that are right for you to bring you true life satisfaction? And by asking yourself the question every morning, if this was my last day of life, would I want to do what I'm about to do today? You too can bring your focus in line with goals that really matter to you. The rest of your daily routines will pale into insignificance, but the goals which make the centre of you, of your attention, will be connected to your deepest values. Your attitude to these remaining goals will revive the attitudes of great minds. And you have a great mind. It's just whether you're laying down the foundations and preparation into developing that mind. The second thing was, if we look at the Steve Jobs School of Attitude, if you like, in that same Stanford address, Steve said, your work is going to fill a large part of your life. And the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. So just stop and ponder that for this moment. And ask yourself, is the work or the business that you're doing at this moment in time bringing great rewards? Is it great work? Is it making you feel fulfilled? Are you able to live your life every single day feeling totally in control, totally satisfied? If you're not, does something need to change? The third thing I want you to think about is get rid of your attitude of entitlement. Oh my goodness, this is one that drives me crazy. I meet so many people that have this attitude of entitlement, and you probably know people like that too. And if you're honest and you are somebody that has that attitude at times, you need to drop it. You know, all the advertising is brainwashed into believing that happiness comes from getting the latest phone. It comes from the certain foods that we eat. It comes from the car that we drive. Not only that we can acquire these things with a click of a button, and things have never been so easily accessible, this has created an attitude of entitlement, and it's leaving very many people left wide open and miserable. And guess what? This attitude spills into the workplace. It spills into our business ethics, and the end result is you stop growing. You stagnate. And evolution has taught us that a lack of growth equals death. Is that what we really want? To really achieve true greatness, you need to have pretty much the opposite attitude. You need to ask yourself, what can you give to a situation rather than look to see what you can take from it? I have this great philosophy in my mindset, and that is the biggest earners are the biggest servers. But I don't serve people so that I can have a reward back. I serve because I genuinely want to serve. The very fact that I have a bonus that it rewards me greatly in my life is exactly that, a bonus. But I don't have a sense of entitlement that tells me that if I serve other people, then I should be rewarded. So I want you to have a little think about that. Are you approaching each situation that you have in your life, asking what value can I add to this situation, rather than what can this situation do for me? You'll be amazed with your success, and you'll be absolutely blown away by the impact this has on your attitude. The fourth thing we need to start thinking about is training our minds not to expect immediate gratification. The information age and era hasn't come without strings attached, has it really? You know, I want that last album by the latest artist, one of your favourite artists, and I can download it now. I want the latest book by my favourite author, and I can actually grab it now by just pressing a button and downloading it onto my Kindle. I want a new pair of shoes because that advert's just popped up on my Facebook page because it's followed the algorithm of what I've been looking at on the internet. You know, that sense of immediate gratification, that buy now approach, is really serving to just ruin our attitudes towards life. Technology has trained us to expect immediate gratification. I like to teach people to practice delayed gratification, because here's the rub. If you want to achieve anything of real significance, you need to be patient. It's not something that happens overnight. You've got to work at it each and every day for long periods of time. And that's how you kick the big goals. That's how you achieve the big goals. Small, continuous steps done over and over again, consistently, with oodles and oodles of patience. The key to greatness is being able to delay that gratification. It's not about buy now, click here, do it immediately. It's about delaying that gratification and putting in structured and sustained effort over time, which leads to achieving great things. The fifth thing. Don't give yourself too much time to complete tasks. I was talking about this yesterday with my clients that are members of my mastermind group. Don't give yourself too much time to finish tasks in hand. Give yourself short windows, short deadlines. Now that might sound counterintuitive, I know, but the truth is the scope of a project often expands to accommodate the time frame you allocate to it. So if we use reverse engineering and reverse that, the reverse is also true. If you set yourself challenging timeframes, you're more likely to approach the task with a sense of urgency. Once you've developed momentum, you'll be well on your way to astonishing success. And success can do wonders for your attitude. After all, success brings success. It breeds more success. And you want to create a sense of urgency. Set yourself strict but achievable. And please know I say but achievable. So set yourself strict, achievable timeframes, and do your very best to meet them. Work hard and play even harder. Never forget that. I've got so many people around me that I can see working hard, but they forget to play. If you're going to work hard, remember you can play even harder. So, don't set yourself too much time to complete tasks. Have achievable, small, short, strict timeframes. I ask all of my clients to set themselves one task every single day that they have to action. And that's the only time frame you've got, 24 hours, to achieve that task. But if you think about that, if you did that every single day of the month, and let's take 31 days in a month, that's 31 tasks that you have actually actioned and completed. That creates serious momentum. And when you have that kind of momentum, you can't stop the flow. And when you have that kind of flow, success is yours for the taking. The sixth thing I want you to do is get really clear on your why. You hear lots of people talk about this all of the time. And in his excellent TED talk, Simon Sinek especially talks about the importance of understanding our why. And you can actually grab his book, Start With Why. If you haven't read it, I suggest you read it. It's absolutely incredible because it talks about using Apple as an example. And I told you I'm an Apple fangirl, so you're going to hear a lot about this today. You know, using Apple as an example of a company that really is in touch with its why. In his speech, Simon explains in his TED talk how Apple and any very successful person or organization effectively communicates their why. Apple challenges the status quo and thinks differently. This is Apple's why. The fact that Apple happens to achieve this by creating incredibly simple products that are easy to use is secondary. People connect with Apple's beliefs through their products. When people buy Apple products, they're not just buying those products, they're buying into Apple's belief system. They're buying into Apple's why. Coming to terms with your why connects you with your core values. It puts you in touch with your deepest motivations. And if you can make a clear connection between your deepest heartfelt values and the work that you do every single day, you will be unstoppable. The seventh thing I want you to think about is setting goals that are aligned to your values, your vision, and your mission. But understanding you need to know how you're going to measure those goals and also the obstacles that might come in your way. You can use SMART goals. That's an acronym for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. And having high-level goals is great. It sets the direction for the coming months and years of your life. But for me, that's not enough. If you have goals that stretch you into the distant future, you'll actually lack motivation to achieve them because they're too far in the future, and quite often, you can't see them. Feedback needs to be far more frequent and far more immediate. You need to break your goals down into monthly, weekly, daily, and hourly targets. You can do this by simply opening up an Excel spreadsheet, a Word document, or if you use Apple, going onto Pages, or any of the systems that you've got in place. You can do this by just simply setting yourselves up a document that helps you do this. Every single month when I get together with my mastermind clients, they have a workbook that I've created, and in there, they set seven focused goals that they're going to action during the month. No more, no less. And those seven specific goals then are measured by a tool that I have created where they can set their goal, look at their values, their vision, their mission, see if they're aligned to that specific goal. If they are not aligned to the goal, they either tweak the goal or they get rid of it. Because if you're not in alignment with your deepest heartfelt values, then the work that you're doing is never going to fulfill you. So think about that. Think about setting goals that you can regularly look at and get measurable. And look at the obstacles that you're going to have come in your way, because that's something we need to plan for as well. Acknowledging the fact that obstacles do come in our way every single day that might stop us. So you need to become aware of those and be really honest with yourself. The eighth thing I want you to look at is asking yourself, are there any underlying assumptions preventing me from having the right attitude? Because you know assumptions, they make an ass out of you and me. I talk about assumptions a lot because often and quite frequently we have underlying assumptions that prevent us from giving it 100%. What's stopping you at this moment in time from achieving your goals, from putting in place the things that I've just talked about during this podcast? What assumptions are you making? For instance, you might hold the idea that rich people are necessarily corrupt or unethical. If we think about the banking crash of recent years, what kind of assumptions are we making about the banking world because of the media hype that we've been listening to? And how is that holding us back from actually achieving our goals? Because we've now got a negative attachment surrounding money. If success in your part usually means greater amounts of wealth, this might prevent you from being successful. In these situations, it's very useful to examine your notions and the underlying assumptions. Last week, I ran my event, Life Without Limits, and this is the journey I took all of the attendees on, looking at how their beliefs and their assumptions are stopping them from achieving their goals. Take a moment to write down some of the assumptions you're having right now, and then spend your time examining them. I'm not telling you that your assumptions are right or wrong. What I ask people to ask themselves is that assumption serving me? Is it going to bring me the success that I'm actually chasing? Question your assumptions and ask yourself, are they stopping you from giving yourself 100% of effort in every single thing that you do? Ultimately, it's important to realise that people like Steve Jobs are still human. Well, he was still human. And he did achieve great things, but that had a lot to do with his incredible attitude. And if you take any role model around you that's achieving great things, have a look at their attitude and model their excellence. Do you think they have an attitude of entitlement? Do they not set goals? Do they think that they can have everything now? I think not. So go ponder this podcast and ask yourself, what are the things that you need to do to put in place to give you a great attitude that's going to bring you the most incredible results? And the results that you do have, share them with me. I'd love to hear from you. You can pop over to my Facebook page, Big Wisdom, and just check it out and share with me all of the good things that are happening in your life, because you know, quite often we don't give each other the good enough feedback. So I want you to start sharing and giving feedback. And you can start by doing that over on my Facebook page. You may not have heard the exciting news that Debbie TV is coming to your screens. A show based on hope, courage, and transformation. Real people seeking real solutions that will change their lives and yours. No DNA tests, no punch-ups, no waffle. Just good, solid, life-changing solutions. We're due to air in 2015, and I want you to be part of that community. So subscribe at www.debbytv.co and come follow me on Twitter @DebbieHuxton. I'd love you to keep in touch with me and share your journey.